Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily guide to cosmic insight and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to walk you through this week's horoscope, shaped by the current planetary movements. Remember to check your sun, rising, and moon sign for a complete view. The universe is speaking. Don't miss it. Here we are, talking about the second half of February, from today, the 14th, until the 28th. If you haven't already, I suggest you to check out the last episode covering the first 2 weeks of February. It really helps to understand where we are coming from, the energies that have been transforming, and might even give you a chance to reflect on it afterward. As always, you know that my approach is to sum up the astrological happenings in broad themes. Sometimes there are two, sometimes even more. In this case, I would say it's one. Enough. There is one theme that ties together many celestial movements, and it seems to be boldly telling us just one thing, the dream. What a beautiful theme, right? Of course, it might not be everyone's cup of tea. I'm sure some of you prefer to stick with a more practical perspective, while others, like Pisces, feel right at home exploring the realm of the subconscious. Before we continue, let's clarify something. When I talk about dreaming, I'm not referring solely to what happens when we sleep. I mean the capacity and willingness to let ourselves be carried away by visionary, creative thought. Now, you might say I could have called this theme vision, but I choose dream. And that's exactly it. I purposely evoke the meaning of a nocturnal dream because I believe it's important. As we'll see later, during a dream, we find ourselves in a dimension that we have produced and created, yet one that unfolds without the involvement of reason or deliberate action. Yet, if you notice, even in our dreams, we often act according to our rational approaches. It's rare that we encounter in our dreams a part of ourselves that we never allow to roam free during waking hours. Sometimes we enjoy this hidden side, and sometimes we don't. What's sure, however, is that even if it happens in a neurologically different way, we also dream with our eyes open. Our mind has the power to transport us into parallel worlds, whether we are asleep or awake. And here I pause briefly and dive right into the first celestial movement of this final 2 weeks of February that I want to share with you. And it's happening today, February 14th. It's Mercury entering Pisces. The explanation is quite simple and ties directly into our theme. Mercury, which symbolizes our mind, our words, and the way we reason, is stepping into the realm of Pisces, a space where logic and reason give way to intuition and creativity. This is the domain of Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, where the boundaries that separate night from day, wakefulness from sleep, simply dissolve. In this space, we are all invited to shed our limitation, our labels, and the constraints of pure logic, and instead to embrace creative thinking. It might sound straightforward, but it's not always that easy. Some of us, myself included, tend to be very action-oriented and practical. Others lean more on logic, and some feel as though they are simply not capable of tapping into the creative side. So take a moment to let go of what you think you know and allow yourself to explore the fluid, imaginative side of your mind. This means trying to let go of the need to label every thought, to immediately make sense of everything, or to instantly translate it into the practical realm. So let's use these 2 weeks as an experiment. What happens when we engage our autopilot and losing our grip on the wheel? Do we end up straying, of course? Perhaps. But maybe we'll discover a new path we never imagined before. This process will become even more profound and intensified when, 4 days later, on February 18, Mercury is joined by the Sun as it enters the same sign, ushering in Pisces season. Here, the Sun marks the end of a cycle, since we are in the last sign of winter and the final sign of the zodiac circle. We find ourselves navigating waters that are neither a definitive ending nor a clear beginning. They are that liminal space where everything is transforming, so we don't yet know into what or how. Here, every one of us is truly invited to try a new approach to creative thinking, to connect with circumstances in a way that might be deeper, or as some might say, even more surface level. In other words, instead of walking, metaphorically speaking, let's try floating. Here, dreaming becomes a means to dwell deeper and understand, not merely an escape. Even though escapism is one of the Pisces' hallmark traits, in this case we are not really running away. Rather, we can choose to do the opposite, stop fleeing from the opportunity to be creative. And here fears come into play, the very fears that act as a limit of our creativity. Creative thinking, vision, and dreaming often seem more intimidating than reason. Because when we allow ourselves to dream, there is a risk of feeling lost. It's like our usual path. We walk along a clear road where the boundaries are visible, even if we are unsure of our exact destination. The journey itself is well defined. But in the realm of creative thought, which, mind you, doesn't necessarily mean becoming an artist, the clear lines vanish. The roads become uncertain and the space around us just feels infinite. And this fear is also vividly captured by an aspect from In the Sky on February 19, when Mercury in Pisces squares Jupiter in Gemini. This perfectly embodies the fear of unchecked expansion, of letting go, of wandering without the guidance of reason. Since all of this unfolds, or at least originates, from the realm of Pisces, I invite you to take a look at your own chart. Nothing too complex. Simply check which house Pisces occupies and you will know that this is the area most likely to benefit from letting go and embracing creative thinking. Connecting with a world beyond rigid rules, with imagination, with belief in dreams. And if you find additional placements in that house, your process of understanding will be even more enriched, giving you plenty more to explore. If you have any question or doubts about this sector or the planets located there, please leave a comment below and I'll be happy to respond. Returning to this square between Mercury in Pisces and Jupiter in Gemini, it's clear that there is an underlying lesson here. Even though squares are often seen as a challenging aspect, they hide truth that only reveals itself when we confront our fears and obstacles. And that lesson is this. Sometimes, when we desperately search for meaning or answers without making it, the solution is simply to stop searching. That's pretty much the condition of dreaming I'm talking about today. The ability and willingness to stop chasing after something at all cost. Essentially, it means approaching the possibility of grasping the meaning of things without desperately searching for it or forcing it to fit our expectation. It might sound paradoxical, but that's exactly how creative thinking works. It lets us explore new possibilities, even if we don't fully understand what they are or what or why they exist. I believe that when we try to adopt this approach, even just as an experiment, and apply it in various areas of life, whether at work, in our project, in love and relationships, or even in our mental health, a whole host of new possibilities unfolds before us. And speaking of this, of welcoming something new into our realm of thought and practical life, let's dive into what's happening on February 27. On that day, the moon will conjoin the sun, marking the arrival of a new moon in Pisces. You see, we are always immersed in the infinite, formless, intangible sea of Pisces, a space brimming with hidden meanings. Nietzsche once said that it was through dreams that we were able to conceive metaphysical thought. And that metaphysical realm is where, as humanity, we have discovered countless meanings. It's exactly the domain of Pisces. This is why it is important to take a closer look at where Pisces falls in your natal chart and what it might reveal about you. That's because it's in that very sector, within those symbolic meanings, that the energies of this period are focused. And it's there where you will be able to act, already dream, let yourself go, build without even lifting a finger, understand without overthinking, and ultimately create. It's because that very sector, it is the space where you can create something. It is the space where you can heal. And it is actually the space where you can find what you're looking for, even if you still don't know what you're looking for. Now, the new moon, as we know, is a moment of rebirth, a time when a new cycle is set in motion. It invites us to plant seeds, to take a step toward a new direction. This is the perfect moment to embrace the freedom of creative expression and to release the need for rigid control. Instead of striving to capture every detail with logic, we allow ourselves to be carried by intuition, to trust in the mysterious flow of our inner world. In doing so, we open up to endless possibilities. By letting go and simply dreaming, we create a space for those subtle seeds of potential to germinate and grow. This new moon in Pisces encourages us to venture beyond the familiar boundaries of thought, to explore realms where our creative vision can take root without the pressure of having to immediately translate them into action. And last but not least, it's an invitation to honor both our capacity for creativity and our ability to navigate life with compassion and independence. Embrace this time as an opportunity to deepen your connection with your inner self and let your dreams guide you toward a more authentic and fulfilling path. Now, I would like to revisit what I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, that the themes I wanted to discuss were one and a half. In the midst of all of this dreaming, wondering, embracing the part of ourselves that values the power of the unconscious, on February 23, Mars goes direct in Cancer. This seemingly small yet very significant event is an anchor, and that's the half theme I was referring to, anchor. You see, when Mars goes direct, it goes back to taking charge of situation. It re-engages in action, not necessarily through cold logic, since Mars is by nature impulsive, but through the genuine desire to assert our active role in life, especially here in Cancer, which is a water sign that governs the realm of emotion, the lunar domain of our feelings. So this event acts as an anchor. While we allow ourselves to dive into the creative world, into that private space where we stop judging ourselves, it offers us the opportunity to maintain one foot in the realm of action, even as we explore the expansive depths of our inner world. And what this really means for us. It means that as we navigate these dual energies, the liberating call to dream and the grounding force of taking action, we are invited to find a balance. The anchor isn't about holding us back, rather, it's the steady point that gives structure to our creative impulses. When we let ourselves dream boldly, without constraints, and at the same time remain anchored in our ability to act, we can channel our inner potential more effectively. This dynamic interplay teaches us that true transformation comes from harmonizing surrender with assertiveness. It's a call to trust in the process of creative exploration while also nurturing the strength to bring our dreams into reality, step by step. Embracing both the freedom to imagine and the determination to act allow us to harness the full power of our inner life, where each dream is supported by a solid foundation and every leap into the unknown is balanced by an anchor. So when the great challenge of the moment calls us to reconnect with the practical world, take a look at where Cancer is positioned in your natal chart. That's exactly where direct Mars activates, and we know that this sector will demand action and assertive leadership from us. So, in conclusion, I've reached the end, and I want to remind you before we say goodbye that I don't list every single celestial movement that happens. If you would like to stay updated, feel free to join us on Instagram or check our website. Now, as we part ways, I hope that this sea of Pisces with its enveloping waters and unpredictable currents will inspire you and carry you far out where dreaming is never a fault. I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me on Born Under Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.